All right, let's do this. Let's do the carry out. This, of course, our nightly segment where I read the news to you at home. You don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Well, National Security Advisor Michael Flynn resigned after it became clear he misled the public on what he was talking about in a call with a Russian ambassador. Classic Valentine's Day story. What? Oh, who are you texting? No one, nothing. I'm not saying nothing. Let me be. I'm in love with the Russian ambassador. Also, that story, the Michael Flynn story, that's like a classic government cover-up. If it was like Family Feud and they were like, 100 people surveyed, what is a classic government cover-up? Lying about Russian ambassador sanctions, survey says, ding, number one answer. You know what I mean? Like, it's right out. That's like, that's classic government. That's like Ollie North type stuff. Now, advisor Kellyanne Conway is being investigated by Congress for her Nordstrom flap, and still no word if Sean Spicer has lost the confidence of the president for being played by a woman. Anyway, the Trump administration has the feel of a Coach Hoiberg Bulls trying out different lineups. Got to get the right tempo, you know? You spread out. We got to figure out where the lies can be spread. Get the right spacing. But the big question today is how isolated Michael Flynn was with his dealings with Russia. The White House says the president knew of his lie, but stopped short in saying that they were involved in any way with the lie. To make things more fun, a Russian spy ship was spotted off the coast of Delaware, which is really just there for if the whole administration needs a quick getaway. Quick to the spy ship! I can't tell if this White House news is just a big chaotic clown show or if it's the plot from season 3 of 24. Like, they're right in the same, it's fine line. Really is. Just waiting for an old 80s actor to pull a mask off and be like, it's Kiefer Sutherland. The Chicago Board of Education sued the state today, claiming discriminatory patterns in school funding, essentially saying that the state was being unfair in how they fund CPS, relegating poor students of color to the, quote, back of the bus. State Board Chief Beth Purvis shot back saying, I haven't read it yet. That's essentially what she said. But they do have a plan to fund schools equally. They just haven't figured it all out yet. And adding fuel to the fire, Chicago Teachers Union President Karen Lewis called it a fake fight between Rauner and Emanuel. Oh, man. I'd pay to watch those two fake fight any day, as long as it's in a cage with folding chairs. Lewis went on to say they didn't even know about the lawsuit, and she's underwhelmed by it all, which is the greatest comeback. I'm underwhelmed. When you hear that, you're just, like, so dejected. Oh, she's underwhelmed. Such an interesting political soap opera. So state versus city, and then city and state versus CTU. Did I get that right? It's like a bad DC Comics summer blockbuster. Now, who's fighting who? And which side is Aquaman on? Come on! You're losing me! Governor Rauner went to Facebook Live today to preview his budget address for tomorrow in Springfield. So many hearts, likes, frowny faces thrown across the video. I know we can't get anything done in Springfield, but can we both agree that Facebook Live political speeches? No. Lame. Stop doing it. I'd much rather have Rauner just give us handheld tour of the governor's mansion. Here, take a look at this chair. It's all rocky and shaky. Diane, get out of here. As a matter of fact, political speeches and real-time shootings. There should be a button on Facebook that says, are you a politician or a gangbanger? No, you can't use it. I mean, it's getting terrible out there. The shooting of two young girls wasn't enough. Today, a two-year-old shot and killed in a car in North Lawndale. John Cass from the Chicago Tribune has a great article about politics in Springfield holding up a new concept that would make repeat offenders, gun charges essentially, subject to longer sentences if they shoot again. And it's a pretty standard concept. And I actually like what they're saying, and it's Kwame Raoul, State Senator Kwame Raoul wants to push it. But he's saying, and I can't tell if this is John just riling up his base, but he's saying that the Black Caucus in Springfield, some Chicago judges, and the Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle all oppose this idea, and they're going to do everything they can to make sure it doesn't happen. Really? Might be something to look for in the next couple of weeks. That'd be great. Just make some movement. Do your job in some way, just a little bit, to say, okay, here's what we're going to do. Like, I know it's knee-jerk. I understand the concept. But when you have an 11-year-old and a 12-year-old and now a 2-year-old shot in the middle of gang crossfire, write a bill. Today, CTA riders on the red line at the Addison stop were subjected to random bag checks by Homeland Security officers. Some wonder if it was part of an ICE raids, the raids that we've been hearing about happening in big cities. But the police say that it's just a way to help with safety and to curb terrorism. Okay. And if you can't produce ID and or they find out you're here illegally, well, that's just gravy. Chicagoans took to social media to warn everyone of the bag checks and rumored raids because nothing makes you safer than copying and pasting on Facebook. That's how Paul Revere would have done it back in the day if he had social media. Don't share this is the new share this, right? Harrison Ford's in hot water for landing his plane in the wrong spot at LAX today. He landed it right next to where a 747 was taking off. The FAA wants to know more about his error, but also about they want to question his co-pilot. What was he thinking? No, sir, you didn't answer the question. Why didn't you park where we're supposed to? Mike Chewbacca. In late-night talk show news, is that a thing? I guess that's still a thing. I guess the anti-Trump joking and clowning of Stephen Colbert has moved him to the top in the ratings. Yep, he pulled ahead of Jimmy Fallon, and that is news for the Circular File. News about late-night talk show ratings. Next, we're going to talk about the ratings for a Celebrity Apprentice. Both of those things. We don't need it. The Brookfield Zoo's hoping that their polar bears will have a love connection on Valentine's Day. They brought in a female polar bear for their breeding program. My guess, the male polar bear buys a Walgreens teddy bear, and they end up fighting till she goes to bed early. That's a more accurate Valentine's Day, right? These flowers are from Jewel. I said good day. It's a callback. In weather, this is the second hottest Valentine's Day on record, and it was 50 degrees today, too. Ho-ho! Nailed it. In sports, the Cubs and Sox back at it today. Spring training officially underway, but do we really need 5 weeks of split squads and getting to know Michael Kopech stories? They should shave it down to 2 weeks and start baseball March 1st. You know what? Call it a byproduct of global warming. You can play now in March. Wilson Contreras looks to be John Lester's catcher, and Schwarbs has been cleared somewhat to also get back behind the plate. First full squad practice is Saturday. The NBA trade deadline is coming up, and the rumors are heating up that the Bulls could deal. One name that continues to come up is Whitney Young product Jahlil Okafor. He played at Duke. He was a lottery pick for the Sixers. He plays the same position as Joel Embiid, so he's expendable. I like it. I would much rather see Okafor at the UC every night than Feliciano, Carter Williams, McDermott, Mirotic, Lopez, and anyone else not named Jimmy Butler, right? Dwayne Wade out tonight as the Raptors are in town. Somehow the Bulls will win this game. They always seem to beat up on the Raptors. This is an interesting stat. The Raptors haven't beaten the Bulls since 2013. How about that? And finally tonight, Burger King Israel trotted out a new adult meal for Valentine's Day. It came complete with a burger, fries, and a satin blindfold and a feather tickler. Because nothing says sexy than being tickled in the dark after you've eaten a Whopper. That's the carryout for February 14th. 2007. We got a Valentine's Day special tonight. For all drinks ordered, we're only giving you one straw. Why? Because you got to share. All right, more to come. Coming up, Mike Doty from Soul Coughing joins us to talk about his big show at Lincoln Hall this weekend, and we'll break down the origin story of Valentine's Day. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.